get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Yesterday, we talked about a pretty important topic. And these two episodes, we're talking about things that aren't super popular, but guess what? They're super important. And here's a pro tip. If you didn't listen to yesterday's website, it was a podcast. We talked about multilingual websites and the value and importance of having them. Today, we're going to talk about how to make your website fully accessible. These are probably two very important things to do for your website. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't take the time to do them. And what ends up happening is a lot of the websites that are out there get kind of taken away for people who may not speak the language, for example, or may be hearing or visually impaired. And here's the pro tip. If you take the time to do these things, multilingual, and make your site accessible, the search engines really, really like it. And if the majority of people aren't taking the time to do this, well, you can get a leg up on your competition if you choose to do it by making your site accessible and possibly even multilingual. So those are just a couple of things that I wanted to talk about and stuff. And Tim, why don't you tell us what does it mean to have a site that is fully accessible?
Yeah, so accessibility is basically for making sure that your website, a user can consume the content no matter what disabilities they may have. So visually impaired is obviously one. Hearing impaired is another. But also, it kind of goes beyond that too. So for example, not just people that are like fully blind, but people that maybe have issues seeing certain colors, right? So there's a lot of variations of those disabilities that we think of when we think of accessibility. And so, there's a lot of nuances to it and stuff. And so unfortunately, there's not like just a straightforward way. You can't just install a plugin and click a button and all of a sudden your website is fully accessible. It's a little more complicated than that. And so we're posting in the show notes two really good pieces of content that will help you. If we try to answer all these questions in this episode, it would be an hour long. But we have a Divi Chat episode that is all about website accessibility with WordPress. We talk about Divi, but really it's WordPress in general. And then an article from Kinsta on WordPress accessibility and stuff. And then we have a link to a service called Accessibee, which is a really powerful tool that can help make your website more accessible. It's not a WordPress specific tool, but basically what it does is it installs a little widget that's a little floating icon at the bottom right of your screen. And when you click it, it lets you customize the different options for improvements for people with disabilities. And so you can turn on different profiles for visually impaired, for people who are prone to seizures. There's an ADHD profile with fewer distractions. There's a cognitive disability profile, which will assist with reading and focusing. And so there's all these different things that are built in to really like take your accessibility to a whole nother level. You can, with one click using this tool, a user can adjust the content scaling. So basically making it larger or smaller. So if they're visually impaired but not fully blind, they might just need to make everything really big. And then you can change the font, making it a more of a system font, so it's more readable if the website has a lot of kind of designy fonts to it. You can have a text magnifier. So if you want to just magnify certain text, you can just kind of hover over it and it'll magnify just that area of text. So a lot of cool things. You can change the colors, do contrast, do high saturation, monochrome, lots of different things. And so that's a really cool tool to install. But beyond that, there's some kind of just best practice things to do when building the site to make it more accessible. So for example, like this is probably the most basic rule, is you don't ever want text on an image, like that's actually in the image, right? That's part of the image. You want the text to be actual HTML text on the page. And that is for assisting screen readers. So someone who is visually impaired and they rely on screen readers to hear the content on the screen. If there's words that are in the image, they're not going to see those. And so I guess certain AI tools are getting better with reading text within images.
Oh, it's here and it's amazing. I will tell you, I've used it. So
yeah, that is definitely a good thing. But you should still put your text in HTML and everything like that, just to make it more straightforward for users and stuff. So that's like a super basic tip. But we talk a lot about it on the DiviChat episode. We talk all about accessibility and stuff like that. And so there's actually, if you're interested as a web designer, you can get certified. And so then you learn all the ins and outs of accessibility, and then you can get certified. I think it's by WCAG, Web Content Accessibility Guideline. It's like an association that kind of oversees the initiative for making the internet more accessible. So accessibility is a good thing. It's not just good for your users, but it's good for you as the website owner or website builder. It's good for clients. If you're building websites for clients, it's going to potentially get them more sales. And then not to like put in a scare tactic, fear mongering or anything like that.
Dang, Tim, don't steal my thunder. That's my one closeout all right, thing.
All right, I'll give it to you. I talked for a while.
All right. Yeah. One thing that's really important, and I remember when this started happening a few years ago, and we made changes immediately, so don't even try or think about it. I'm just going to say. But the number of lawsuits for inaccessible websites has tripled since 2017, which is huge. So what does that mean? And specifically where I heard about it was the state of California. The state of California, these attorneys got together and they started suing businesses that had websites that were not accessible because they weren't following the, ADA Title III website accessibility lawsuits is what they're actually called in the federal court. But they're the American Disability Act. And, I hate to say this, but lawyers are going to seize their opportunity when they can. I mean, the internet, for all intents and purposes, is still very brand new. And it, even though it has technically been around for 30 plus years, 30 to 40 years, it's still very brand new. It's evolving and changing so fast. And I think they're just jumping on, they see an opportunity and they're jumping on it. But I hate to say it, you need to be aware of it, because if you're a business and you have a website that's serving the world and you're not ADA compliant in the U.S., you could potentially be sued. And these lawsuits were lost. The website's lost the lawsuit. And, it cost them thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in fines and fees. And depending on, I think they're mainly going after the really big websites, so that they can get the score. I think the small mom and pops are not, targeting, because You know, I just don't think that the value is there. Yeah, it's not enough money for them. The value is not there. So I appreciate you letting you save in that one for me, Tim.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
As you were talking, I just remembered it. I remember when it happened, and somebody's like, is your site accessible? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's basically being viewed as like a form of discrimination, right? By not allowing your content to be consumed by people with disabilities, it's like you're discriminating against people with those disabilities, essentially. It's like having a really cool event happening at a venue and not having any way for someone in a wheelchair to come and see the event, the concert, whatever it may be. And so it's like, it's just be a good human being and make your content accessible to everyone. It's the good human thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, tomorrow we have another fantastic topic. We've had some riveting ones, multilingual accessibility. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? Helpful software to use when creating social content. That's a big job. It's a lot of work to do. So if you can programmatically solve a lot of those problems, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.